Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1333 in the writing is Shin number 485, 485. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the Halachos of Negavos. I just want to go through, that's not so much our subject, the Moda Ani when one wakes up, but it's important to know. We mentioned it a while back. It's important to know some of the details and how it works. It really is a totally different subject. In other words, you have the Negelvasser, the halachas of washing Negelvasser and the bracha and so on are all in Siman Dalid, and the various different other items as references Sneas, getting dressed and so on, using the bathroom in the morning, what, when, and where, Modani, all that's found in the Simonim before. So it's all the way up in the beginning, but it's important to keep in mind these halachas when we get up. So it's just real quickly to go through the Moed Ani. As soon as one wakes up in the morning, one should say the words, you say Moed Ani l'fanecha malachai v'kayim shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, then you pause, Rabba munasecha. We'll get to that in a minute. So basically what that means is I give thanks before you, right, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our living King, for having returned my neshama, my soul within me with compassion, and abundant is your faithfulness. Okay, so just getting back to the words again, how we say it. So one should be careful when you say the words to pause between the words b'chemla and the word rabba. So between the word, again, you're saying moda'ani, right? You say, and at the end you're saying, moda'ani lefenecha, malachai v'kayim, shechazad b'nishmas, b'chemla, and then you pause, rabba emunasecha, abundant is your faithfulness. It's a separate thing. So one should be careful to pause in between. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, that's how it should be said. In other words, in including the words b'chemla, right, you say it straight, and at which point you pause, and then you say the words rabba emunasecha. Those two words you say together. And those two words should be said without any interruption. A person has to realize I've seen in the past where somebody comes to shul, they start saying Moda Ani, and people say it at different times, after this, after whatever. But be it as it may, a person has to, Mishnah Berurah tells us, it's a person's supposed to make it, say Moda Ani as soon as they get up. A person has to realize as soon as they open their eyes, as soon as they realize their neshama, or the part of the neshama was returned to them, and have to realize immediate gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch, towards Hashem Yisbarach, for having restored our faculties and neshama and everything, the ability to get out of a bed, the ability to be awake, the ability to be able to serve Him, plain and push it, right? We have back our neshama, we have back our koiches, energy. A person goes to bed at night, they go to bed tired, wiped out, and they wake up totally refreshed, a new person, right? And unfortunately, Rachman son, there are people who it doesn't always work, and sleep, whatever, certain issues with the sleep, we're not going to get into that right now, but be it as it may, a person goes to bed, you wake up refreshed. It's a tremendous, I remember hearing from Rav Victor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, how he explains, it's a tremendous gift. It's this mamish, it's not something that could be made up, go to bed and you wake up refreshed. It's the body, it's mamish, a person wakes up a new person. And a person has to know, first thing you wake up, first thing you open your eyes, not even waking up, you're waking up, you open your eyes, the same thing, but you wake up, you open your eyes, first thank Hashem. I thank you, Hashem, you return my neshama, I thank you, and you go on from there. Now, as far as, people have asked me in the past also, well, what do you mean? Before I say Moda Ani, maybe I have to wash Negelvasser, I should have to wash my hands, or whatever the case is. No, to say Moda Ani, you're not making a bracha. That's something which could be said without washing one's hands. One does not have to wash Negelvasser in order to be able to say Moda Ani. It's not like saying a bracha. You're not saying and mentioning Hashem's name, Bechlal, over there, whatever the case is. So one has to know, you don't have to wash Negelvasser, you don't have to do anything. You open your eyes, first thing, you say the entire Moda Ani, like we mentioned in the beginning of the shir, and you go on from there. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha Kol Tov.